You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Due to soaring gas prices, many Canadian families are scrapping their travel plans in favor of a staycation. Staycation is a new buzzword, combining the words stay and vacation. The Urban Dictionary defines staycation as a vacation that is spent at one's home or close to home, enjoying all that your environment has to offer. What would your perfect staycation look like? Today we're going to find out. Hello, everybody. This is Tracy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Helen.
From MomTalk.ca. And welcome to our podcast all about staycations. Kara, what would your perfect staycation be?
Well, this year we're planning on doing a lot of staying around home. With Andrew not being on parental leave like the past few summers, we have limited vacation time to take. And we already took a week at Disney back in May. So we're planning on doing like a lot of little things within the city. For instance, like I may take the older kids one day on a bus tour around the city just to have a little history lesson, because there's a lot of little things that you would learn about the city or you may not know or learn in school. So I may take them out on a bus, like one of the trolley bus tours, and just basically act like tourists in our own town. I think that's one of the things that we're planning on doing.
Cool. Like a hometown tourist.
Exactly.
Helen, what would your perfect staycation be?
Well, every summer is a staycation for us, pretty much, because we both work mostly in the summertime. We do go to a cottage at the very end of the summer to finish off our summer, but most of the summer is spent around the house because we are working. So what we have done for the past few years is sit down before the kids finish school and do this family fun planning. And it's basically, we have a bunch of pieces of paper where we all write down ideas, and then we don't do everything, but it just kind of is almost like a brainstorming session. So what we end up doing is just coming up with a whole lot of fun things to do as a family, and everything has to be things that we do as a family. So this has kind of created what I would consider a pretty fun staycation. And some examples would be my daughter would put down, you know, bake cookies with mom, or we might do a day trip where we go and explore something, you know, fairly close within like an hour's drive. And then a lot of them are things that we can do right at home or right close to home. So similar to Kara in exploring the town that we live in, because I think often we're so busy going out of town that we don't take the time to see what we have in our backyard. Mm. And actually, speaking of backyards, Phil and I were sitting out at our our fire pit last night, and he was looking at the back of our house. He goes, "This is like the best place for a vacation." He goes, "We have the beach is like 10 minutes, and we have a huge, beautiful beach in our town." He says, "The beach is like 10 minutes from here." And I went, "This is like being at our cottage."
Yeah.
Except that it's like a house. But it is basically, we do live in kind of a town that is well-suited to a vacation sort of environment. So we are lucky in that way that we can go to a very nice beach, and it is just, you know, 10 minutes from our house. So.
Yes, you're very lucky. And especially another great thing would be to have a pool in your backyard.
Oh, yes. But we don't.
We're not all that lucky to have pools in our backyard, and they are a lot of work. But there are staycations where people actually mark the weekend or the week on their calendar, and they specifically stay home. They turn off their cell phones, their home phones, their computers, and completely concentrate on just being at home and trying to have fun with each other, not even going outside of the house.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
We have not. I don't know if I'm even capable of turning off stuff at my house. Like, that's kind of why we go to this cottage every year, because it is really a cottage. It's not a big fancy cottage. It's a very simple cottage, and it is like leave your cell phone at home, and there's no internet access. And it's for my personality, it forces me to do that. I don't even think I'm capable of not checking my email if I was somewhere near a computer that I could do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way, Helen. I get jittery if I know I don't have internet access for a long time. We're planning on taking a week, hopefully at some point in the summer, when my dad goes away, and staying at his house as well. It's not too far from the city. It's only about 10, 15 minutes, so Andrew could commute back and forth to work if need be. And like, he lives on a lake.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Yeah, so we're able to do some boating. He's got some kayaks and a canoe, and he also has a pool in his backyard. So it's just basically like being away on a vacation, but it doesn't have all the extra expenses either.
Here's a post from our discussion boards at CPO by Two Sparrows. I had asked, what would your perfect staycation be? And Two Sparrows says, we have these often. I hate staying in hotels. We camp out in our own backyard. There are days when the kids stay outside all day. We have coffee and breakfast outside. They get out the balls and the rackets and the nets, books, games, sunscreen, and water. We get a fire going for lunch and roast weenies and eat right from the stick with mustard and whatever fruit we have on hand. For supper, we grill our supper over the fire, then roast marshmallows for dessert. Later, when it is dark and cool, we bring out a sleeping bag and cuddle on the swing, singing campfire songs, or we get into a card game. We would sleep out there, too, but there are too many dangerous animals. So this mom really takes advantage of just staying at home, and obviously she's capable of turning off the computer and the TV and just staying outside with her kids.
Yeah. We definitely do a lot of that stuff. Like, that's the whole idea of our family fun planner.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's just not concentrated into a set time. It's the summer.
Yes.
And we immediately take some off of there and put them on our calendar so the kids have things to look forward to. And then as time allows, we pick other things.
Yeah, I really like your idea, Helen, because I find a lot of times we'll be at the last minute trying to figure out what we should go and do. And we have six different attitudes wanting to do different things, and it ends up in a big fight. So by having something on your calendar, say, well, this is what today's plan is, and
it
just makes it a lot easier and a lot more fun for everyone, because everyone can get to pick their selection at some point, too.
Yeah, and if you did block off time, this idea would work really well, because a lot of the time when you're on a vacation, you want it to be planned but relaxed. So you could go into your staycation with some of these ideas in mind, and then on the day, pick some things that you want to do, because the weather, there's a lot of things that you have to think about. And one thing that we do, and Kara is actually putting together a video for CPO TV, so you'll get to know a bit more about how this works. But the way that our family does is I cut out, because I'm a scrapbooker, I cut out either squares or circles, and we write our ideas on them. And I have three colors, and one color is for like a big thing, like say going to Wonderland. And then a medium one would be like a day trip if we had to drive for like an hour and we would be somewhere for the majority of the day, but not the entire day, and it wouldn't be a big thing. And then the other one is for things that are close to the house or at home. So if you woke up and you wanted to say, oh, well, let's do something at home today, then you could look at that color of ideas and then pick something from that. And same thing for, a day trip.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Another thing is to take a look at, if you're looking for ideas to do in your town, is to actually go to tourism websites for your area.
Yeah.
And, pretend that you're a tourist in your own city and find different things that you can do. Or even your own town's area for newcomers to the city. Because a lot of times there's ideas and things that you didn't even know existed in your city and town, and you can find things to do that way as well.
And as a scrapbooker, I have to say, I think it would be so neat to take photographs of the staycation and like scrapbook about your summer staycation, because I think that you would take time to really appreciate some of the little things that you might have overlooked if you're at home. And, depending on the kind of computer you have, you could create a little slideshow at the end of the week for everyone to have some popcorn and sit and see all the stuff that you did throughout the week.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You could make some smile boxes, too.
Yeah, smile boxes would be awesome, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about some little, cute little things you could do. Very simple ideas, like holding a patio picnic by candlelight. Have you ever done something like that, where you eat outside and eat by candlelight? Or maybe have a night where you let the kids, depending on the age of your kids, let the kids cook the meal.
That's actually one of our circles for this year, the kids make dinner. I don't know what it's going to be, but, I think that's a great idea.
Craft dinner.
Yeah. Or at least let the kids pick the menu.
Yeah.
If they're too, you know, if they're too, they're not good in the kitchen or they're too young, let them decide what you're going to eat, or help decide at least.
That's a great idea.
I think we're going to actually camp. For the very first time we camp, I think we're going to camp in our backyard to do it at like almost like a trial run. So if it fails miserably, we can just go back into the house easily.
That is an awesome idea.
That's a very
good idea. So much fun. So you're setting up your tent?
Yeah, we're going to set the tent up in the backyard and then just plan to have our night, our first night there. And then, you know, if something happens or someone needs to go pee or in the middle of the night, then they we have access to it really easily.
Yeah.
And just kind of do it as a trial run to see how everyone makes out.
That's a great idea. I remember when the kids were little, before we'd go on a camping trip, we'd set the tent up in the yard. And they just, I mean, that was just so important to them, having this tent set up in the yard. And then all the way home, they'd say, can we set the tent up when we get home at the end of the trip, you know, because they'd want to play and do their own little thing in it.
I think actually staycations are probably the perfect holiday for the kids, because I think we often want to do big things and go and do something that they're going to really remember, when the reality is they don't really remember as much as we think they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the list of the things that my kids put down for around the house and close by, they're things like bike to the beach and read, or, you know, make cookies, or just simple things that I think that, like, they're so simple and easy that we make things more complicated than they need to.
We get so caught up in thinking that we have to do something really big and something that costs money.
And they just want to spend time with us.
Yeah. And the thing is exactly, they just want, they want our attention and they want our time, and to have both parents off work, or even just, you know, one parent if you're a single parent, and to have your undivided attention. Those little things, those simple things, are so important. They just want to connect with you.
And they're the things that they really remember in the end.
Yeah. And just like reading together, reading to each other, or each of you reading, or lying down, watching the clouds.
Yeah. Another idea that would work really well for a staycation, if you have kids old enough to play games, and there are some games for younger children as well. This is an idea that we did at my daughter Emmy's birthday a few years ago, but I think it would be good for a staycation. And we set up little stations, and it was, the theme of the party was a game party.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up stations of different games that, you know, were well suited for a quick round, or one that you could finish without it being complete and not be, you know, not be too worried about it. So we had, like, in our front room, we had a game. We had one in our kitchen. We had another two stations on our deck. So we put a timer on. At the end of the timer, then you rotate it. And you could easily do that with your family. You're not going to go to a different station and be intermixing like we did at her party with different friends. But you could set up, say, four or five games and have a game night where you really did play a bunch of different games.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not finish the game, but it would just be, the whole process would be fun, because then you'd be looking forward to another favorite game.
Yeah. Just to, like, having a theme night and making it like a game night.
Yeah.
Or having a theme and making it like a movie day, or something like that.
Yeah. One of our ideas on our list for this year is a backwards day, and do everything backwards and dress backwards and all that kind of stuff. And that's something, like, if you had a rainy day, that might be a fun thing to do if you were on a staycation and you wanted to kind of stay close to home.
Yeah, backwards day, or even...
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go into the post office with your clothes on backwards.
But even we're doing tomorrow, everybody's getting up and dressing in red and white for Canada Day, and we're going to have a family picture.
Yes, remember, when you're on staycations, you need to capture lots of pictures.
Yeah. So important.
Yeah.
And here's a cute little idea, just something you could do in your backyard. Create a mini golf course, but we're not talking about playing golf. We're talking about playing frisbee. And you write hole numbers on paper plates and then nail the plates to trees or tape them to shrubs. You really don't want to nail them anywhere, but just tape them to, you could even tape them to your house or different things, and then challenge the family to hit each target with a frisbee.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's just simple, but it's a really...
We have a nice foam frisbee, too, that doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So that would work well for that.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Any other ideas that we haven't...
Definitely food-wise, when you're at home, you can make your mealtime fun without having to go out to restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the idea of doing, like, campfire cooking. I think that's neat if you do have a cooking area, like a campfire cooking pit in your yard.
And we have lots of campfire recipes on the site in Canada Cooks, don't we?
Yes, definitely. So I like that idea. One thing we did last summer, and I think we'll probably do again this summer, is we did a family fondue, because it's more of an experience than just eating. Or like picking a theme, like, you know, Mexican night or something where the kids can get involved and it can be a lot of fun. And when we do the fondue with our kids, I pre-cook the meat because I don't want them handling any raw meat. Mm-hmm. So, and then we just use a broth. So it's more heating it up and it's still fun, and we always end with the chocolate fondue.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we did last night, because we had friends over for a campfire, and I'm trying to teach my kids that we can't eat 40 marshmallows when we have a campfire, is we made up s'mores packages for each of the kids. So we put a certain number of marshmallows and some chocolate and some graham wafers in. So when we went to do the campfire, Phil had sticks ready for them, and they each got their little kit. And then when that was done, and it wasn't, you know, an endless supply of marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It kept things under control.
Yeah.
So even, like, you know, doing something like that so the kids can look forward to, you know, having a campfire, and then you can make up some stuff. And there's, Kara, I know on the discussion boards there's a lot of talk about different techniques for camping, and I was looking for a campfire popcorn maker, because when we were kids we always had one and we made our popcorn over our fire. But Kara, you were saying something about an instrument that a lot of the moms on Canadian Parents have been talking about in the camping board.
Yes, it's a pie iron.
And that could work in your backyard if you were on a staycation.
Well, what is a pie iron?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I know that they've been talking about it for 2 years.
I actually did take a look because I was looking for a popcorn maker. And it's basically, it's almost like it opens up and then you could put two pieces of bread in so you could make grilled cheese sandwiches, or you could put a hamburger in. Or
that way they don't get black burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you put it right into, you know, your hot coals or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that cooks it. So I think having, you know, like if you can go to a place that sells campfire cooking supplies, I think you could get a couple of those and you could have like grilled cheese sandwiches, or you could make, I know you can use a stick for hot dogs, but if you wanted to do anything a little bit different, you can do that.
Mm.
And then like Tracy said, there's a ton of really neat recipes in Canada Cooks for campfire cooking as well. You can get creative.
Has anybody ever tried cooking Jiffy Pop over the fire?
I have. I did that last summer.
And it worked?
It did work actually very well. We had a grate over our fire, and I waited for the fire to go down a bit. The only problem with the Jiffy Pop is that the handle is so short.
Yeah.
I put a pot holder, a thing on it to keep a bit of the heat off, but I just found that it was just too close. So I think if you're inclined to have a lot of campfires or are a family who is, you know, into camping, that investing in a campfire popcorn popper is probably the better way to go. But
you,
certainly
you could probably
you can
use some tongs too to shake it, like use your tongs to hold.
Yeah. I guess
so
I didn't
close.
Have any. I'll have to test that out. But it did work. Like it wasn't burnt. I just made sure I kept moving it, and the kids thought it was great. And
oh,
course,
I'm going to get some.
Kids love that whole thing where they see it all.
Oh yeah,
know, exploding from the Jiffy Pop thing.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to buy some. We have campfires all the time, at least once a week in the summer. Usually twice a week.
Yeah. Well, the kids asked me last night, can we have hot dogs? I'm like, no, you can't. But we will in the summertime.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And good luck, everyone, with your family staycations.